Fell more than 5%. Later, the Prime Minister is expected to accept that COVID-19 can no longer be contained in Britain. He'll move the country to a new delay phase, which could mean schools closing and large events being cancelled. Chancellor Rishi Sunak says the government's doing all it can to keep us safe.
At each step of this, we'll be guided by the science, we'll make the right decision at the right time. What we're trying to do is to find things which have maximum clinical impact at least social cost. The Prime Minister, the Health Secretary, the Cabinet, we're guided by the advice that we're getting and we'll make those decisions as we go through this together.
Meanwhile, the East of England Ambulance Service says a paramedic has tested positive for coronavirus. Investors are worried the US President's latest move to control the outbreak will hit travel and global trade. Donald Trump's banning people in mainland Europe from going to the US, saying the EU hasn't done enough to stop it spreading. The UK won't face those restrictions, though. Tarek Jasarevic from the World Health Organization says countries need to take action.
It is reversible, so countries should adopt a mix of measures. Containment is still working, especially in countries with a fewer number of cases. But obviously, at some point, you get to the situation where you need to introduce social distancing as well.
While LV has temporarily stopped selling all travel insurance policies as a result of COVID-19. In other news, the Prime Minister's called a rocket attack on a military base in Iraq abhorrent. It's killed a British soldier and two US troops. It happened near Baghdad. And Kate Beckinsale says Harvey Weinstein's prison sentence is a huge relief and that she was punished for saying no to him for years. The 67-year-old was jailed for 23 years after being convicted of rape and sexual assault. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM weather, brought to you by C2C Trains. Shop till you drop. Essex Coast to London in under an hour.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Not too bad out there. Is it that bad? I don't know. No, it's not too bad, she says. Now, in the background, you can just hear the soup being warmed, which is sounds... be smelling that and eating it in a while, as well as the salad, so looking forward to that. Now, what's the weather for today? Now, temperature of 11 degrees, so it's feeling a little bit colder than it was yesterday. Windy, but largely fine and dry initially. Clouds and isolated showers are going to develop west late morning, and that will continue into the afternoon, going down to about 4 degrees overnight. And then Friday, mainly a dry day with sunny spells, and it will be about 11 degrees.
Phoenix FM weather, brought to you by C2C Trains. Plan your next journey at c2c-online.co.uk.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through till 1. And now the question of the day is about takeaways. What is your favourite takeaway? There are so many to choose from, so what is your favourite? Also, we're going to be talking about sent home from school for what? The £14,000 dressing room and mumps. I thought that had been kind of eliminated, but apparently it's making a very unwelcome return. Coming up next here is a brilliant track. I've been playing it for the last, it was out on Valentine's Day. In fact, it's a brilliant track. He's playing live in the Hideaway in London at the end of the month. Here's Tony Monrell with I Can't Live Without You. And if this doesn't get you in a good mood, nothing will.
Daily I've got to give thanks with a song and a raise of my hands for all the things you've done for me. You were there to help me grow and was there through the highs and lows, right there at my point of need. That's why I gotta say, with your love I'm so amazed. Nothing in this world can compare. That's why I love you so, and I want the to know that your love is the best love in life that I've ever known. I can't live without you, don't know what I'd do if you were not here within my life. Ooh. I can't live without you, don't know what I'd do if you were not here within my life. You're the one I could always call.
up every time that I fall, 'cause you're right there by my side. Like a flower needs the rain, for your love I need it the same. Without it, how would I survive? That's why I gotta say, with your love I'm so amazed. Nothing in this world can compare. That's why I love you so. And I want the whole world to know that your love is the best love in life that I've known. I can't live without you. Don't know what I'd do if you were not here within my life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't live without you. Don't know what I'd do if you were not here within my life. No, no.
People always talk about just like you're supposed to. Hey, boy, I ain't got nothing more to say, 'cause you just make me wanna go. I know what it is that makes me feel.
That is Jamelia, with a superstar. Now, we've got another superstar in the studio. She is an amazing chef, lives in Brentwood, and does home dinner parties, so you can book her for coming to your home and cooking. Yes. Yum, 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 yum. Now, we've been using, now, just to say, I've actually made the salad. I'll tell you about it in a second. Only with the help of Amy, obviously, because otherwise I would have made a right botched job.
No, you did very well.
And also, we've got some soup to try as well. So, you've been using in the studio, just to let people know, it's a piece of equipment called a Thermomix TMX.
TM6. Yes. So, the machine's been there for years, and it's very, very popular in America, Australia, and all of Europe. In UK, we are just, I mean, it has been in UK for long as well, the TM5. But the TM6 is like the way they say it. It's a game changer because it's connected to the phone. It's got this amazing Cookidoo app. It's got 50,000 recipes inbuilt into the machine. So you never need to use your brain, basically. You just type in what you have and you will create something fantastic.
Yeah.
I cook a lot of Indian food, but I had never baked in my life. I couldn't even think. I'd just go pale if somebody asked me to even think about a cake.
Mm.
But I've been making brownies, cakes, cookies, biscuits, breads, and all different types of breads as well. So and again, like you saw it, it does it in minutes.
Did the salad, and basically Amy handed me the ingredients. You put it in the bowl, it weighs it as you go in, then you can put down what you've got in your fridge. So say you've got like beetroot and you might have some onion it'll tell you what to put
yes,
into
what exactly,
dish.
Yeah. Create, which is
and
brilliant.
It weighs it. I can't believe it weighs it and chops it and cooks.
Yes, exactly. And I just think it's great value because the amount of beetroot salad we've made, a whole family of 7 to 8 people could easily feed on it.
Yeah. Or
and
just
that
me.
The ingredients. But the ingredients cost. Like it was £2.20 to buy everything that went in there.
Wow.
So you just think, yes, the machine is £1,099, but the value you get over the years, it comes with 2 years guarantee. You get the 5-star service where I come in and teach once you've bought the machine as well. So we go through all the recipes, and it does a lot more than just salads and soup. So
now let's try it.
Okay, try it.
I
hope you like it.
I love these bowls. They're like
thank you. They're
like they're glass, and they've got like a little bit on the bottom. So when you put them down, they tumble.
I love it. Yeah.
Right, here we go. This is the... Now, what was in this?
You know what? The little bit extra olive oil that you put. I think that's made the salad really delicious. So I think I'm going to do the same next time. So
that is lovely.
Thank you.
That's really lovely. And you know what's
surprising? You've seen what's gone in it. It's really everything healthy. Like you would eat carrots, apple, beetroot. It's got all the right ingredients
in
there.
But there's no onion. And yet it's got a really...
And mint and coriander. Really, so I think that's why it's got that nice smell.
Yeah, it's got like... Because you would think you'd have to put onion would be too overpowering if you put because you've got the coriander and you've got the mint,
yes,
it's lovely. So that's coriander, mint, carrot, almonds, olive oil,
that's it,
and beetroot. I'm going to carry on eating as much.
Thank you, good. At least you know you're eating healthy.
Could you put a little bit of feta with this? Possibly.
You could do that, you know, because I'm only just using the machine since just a month. Mm. I'm trying not to, like, as it is, you know, compared to what they say, I just add a little bit more flavor anyway. So I just think I'm trying to follow the Cookidoo recipes for now and seeing what they... And they all work for me.
That is lovely. That is delicious. Right, soup time. Soup I love time, this. Okay. Now, this is another... I've taken some pictures and I will put them up online. So this is it's like a little square plate that's kind of wavy. and the soup is in a cup, little cup. And there's some...
Shall I take a picture for you?
And this is... Is this focaccia? Is I got that right? Is this what the bread is?
I just made some garlic bread, yeah.
I'll try this. Let me have a go. I like the garlic bread. Lovely. Sorry, I'm just... It's probably not enjoyable for you as I'm sitting here. I shouldn't have eaten the bread. I should have just sipped the soup. Here we go. Let me just eat the bread first. That's a bad idea to eat bread and then try talking to the microphone. Obviously, I don't want to make myself choke. Right, so what's in the soup?
Just the pea and mint. It doesn't even have any cream or milk or anything like that.
Just pea and mint?
And onions.
That is lovely. Now, I would have thought that there's no cream in it.
No cream at all.
Wow. Mmm. So that is actually good for you.
That's definitely good. It's so easy to make. Again, I just did it at the studio in like 3 minutes. So
pea, mint, and onion.
Yes.
And
no cream, no milk, no dairy at all right now.
And what do you do? Everything gets chopped up and then blended. Right, it's very, very smooth. There are no lumps in this at all. So,
you use the frozen peas.
Yep.
And then that's it. And it just add a bit of water. Obviously, it's got a lot of water in it.
Yep.
And vegetable stock, and it's done.
Right, okay. So it's just a little bit of vegetable stock.
Mm.
It tastes like it's got loads of cream in it. That's amazing.
That's none. Not even a bit.
So. Your food is always good. Last time you came in, I was like, yes. I was like, leave those things behind. I'll just stuff them as quickly as I can. This soup is lovely. I haven't had soup for ages.
Oh, I love soup. See, I love soup, but I can't make them. And now I've just been making anything and everything. So there's another soup which I wanted to make for you. Maybe next time when I come. The butternut squash with apple.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just divine. It's so delicious.
Yeah.
It's got the nice flavor of the veggies and it's sweet apple. It's just beautiful.
Has it got pepper? Have you got pepper in there?
I've put lots of pepper. I shouldn't have, but I think it's got a lot of
that nice little kick at the end. Now, if people want to get in contact with you, you're all over social media.
Yes, on my Facebook. Instagram is amimetha2702. You can message me. What I'm doing for now is, because I've become such a fan of Thermomix, I have spoken to the company and I'm going to do a lot of free demos for them. As long as you have yourself and 5 friends, I will come and cook free.
Right.
All you need to do is provide some core ingredients and I just bring the machine. I bring all these delicious choices. You can have up to 4 to 5 dishes and it's all free. So,
oh, wow. There we go.
Get booking. Yeah, I've only got 4 weeks and then I'm so busy and tied up with my dinner party, so I can't do it after. But right now I can for this month.
Okay. And we will put all the details up for Amy at the end. I'm just going to have another little sip of my soup just to finish it off. And it is a little cup of soup. Don't worry. I'm not a...
It's fine, but again, it doesn't have cream, so you're fine.
That's
no calories.
Oh, yeah, I feel good now. I feel thinner already. Lovely to see you. Gorgeous,
lovely
as always. A gorgeous looking lady. You'll see the pictures up on the website. Thank you very much to your man here for doing all the filming.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Luke.
There we go. Thanks very much for coming in, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Right, here's Niall Horan with No Judgment.
Barefoot and a bottle of wine. You can stay with me tonight. You don't have to change when I'm around you. So go ahead and say what's on your mind, on your mind. When you and me, no judgment. You can get that from anyone else. You don't have to put nothing. You can just be yourself. When you and me, no judgment. We can get that from everyone else. And we don't have to put nothing. When you and me, no judgment. Breakfast in the morning, or you can slip out in the night. You don't have to give me a warning, 'cause we both got nothing to hide, nothing to hide. Even though we don't talk for a couple of months, yeah, it's like we didn't lose any time. I could be a lover or your shoulder to cry on. You can be whoever you like. Oh,
Eat My Brunch, in association with Brentwood Care Centre. Call us on Brentwood 375 316 to find out how we can help support and care for your loved ones. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family. Are you caring for a loved one or relative? At Brentwood Care Centre, we provide a full range of care services, including respite, nursing, residential, dementia, and end-of-life care. For more information on how we can support and care for your loved one, call our experienced and friendly staff on Brentwood 375 316 or visit our website, rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Thinking about a new home project? Let Versatile Flooring help you choose the perfect flooring for your home. We have been supplying and fitting quality flooring for over a decade. Not only are we experts in wood flooring, we also supply and fit quality carpets, luxury vinyl, and much more. Call us on 01277 214549 or pop into our showroom at Unit 7 Chancery Gate Business Centre, Talon Road, Hutton. Versatile Flooring. Modern flooring for modern living.
Step into Sienna's. A perfectly designed haven serving a fusion of locally sourced seasonal British dishes. Relax and enjoy our attentive service at our showcase steak nights, boat fresh fish and chip evenings, 2-for-1 cocktail and gin events, and exquisite Sunday roasts with all the trimmings. Call us on Brentwood 807 077 or visit our website to book. Breakfast, brunch, lunch or dinner, enjoy Sienna's. London-style dining in the heart of Shenfield.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, I've just been stuffing my face, but it is very good for me. Well, not stuffing my face, isn't, but I've been eating. I've been paranoid eating while... Why Amy's packing away. And also, he's not on air yet, but he will be in a couple of minutes. Will is here, Will Russell. And you've just had some of the soup, haven't you, Will? On a different, we're going to be talking to you about different things in a second, but it was nice, wasn't it?
Beautiful, yeah. Lovely.
And we're going to save some for Hinda. She can come in and taste a bit of the salad if she's if she's lucky, because it might be gone by the time she gets here. So don't forget, I'm going to be chatting to Will and to Hinda in probably about the next 10 minutes about the Community Charity Fund for Brentwood. Really interesting, loads of good work going on, and you can find out how you can get involved as well. Just coming up to 11:24, here are the Communards with Don't Leave Me This Way.
is where the gold is.
Being in the present moment is where you will have the greatest control, where you will feel the most at ease, and where happiness flourishes.
To take you to the highest, believe.
Today I've been very like they're not cooking. I think I should only have people in there doing lovely food. But you did bring in some biscuits, Will, which is very good.
Yep.
Now, we've already introduced Will. Will Russell is here and also Hinda Frost. And they're here to talk about the Community Charity Fund for Brentwood. So, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you missed out on some nice food there.
Soup, I heard that when I was driving down.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah. Really good.
Really nice we had that. But she did take away. She left two bowls in here, which were gorgeous, which I thought she was going to leave, but they've disappeared.
They have gone.
Unless you've taken them, Will. I don't know.
No.
They're not in your bag. No, definitely not. Now, you're here to talk about the Community Charity Fund for Brentwood. For people who don't know about it, how was it set up and when was it set up?
Okay, so during my mayoral year, 2017-2018, mayors generally pick 2-3 local charities to support throughout their tenure. But I wanted to do something, I wanted to kind of leave a legacy, I guess, and something that would continue supporting local causes. So the idea was to set up a charity in its own right, which would promote community cohesion. You know, we all, you know, when we have some functions, we all get together, you know, street parties, everything like that. You know, there's a wonderful sense of community, isn't there? And I wanted to kind of spread a little bit more of that. So the idea was to set up a charity which would hold all-inclusive events so that all the, you know, local people could attend and then create a pool of money that we could then distribute to other local causes, and in turn they would use that as seed money to put on their own events, and of course, you know, spread this community cohesion. So more events, more fun, and you know, exciting stuff like that.
So how many of you run this? Is it just the two of you?
No, we've got six trustees,
I think.
Yeah.
Looking for more. Always looking for more.
Yeah. Always so, open for people to join us.
I was going to say, so you're looking for people to come and give up their time to help with different ideas for fundraising and actually organising events as
organisation.
Well.
Organisation, yeah. Yeah. So we're a group of trustees. We meet regularly, and we also would be open to having kind of a friends of, so people can come along and join us. If they have some good fundraising ideas, if they'd like to be involved just for that event, or if they'd like to maybe be involved but don't have the time to commit to actually being a trustee.
Yeah.
So we're welcome for that as well.
Because it is quite a big, when you anybody's put on an event to raise money, doesn't matter, it does take up, it becomes your because it snowballs, doesn't it? You do one thing and then you think, oh, I haven't done that, and then I haven't done that. So it's good to have as many people on board as possible, isn't it?
Events are one side of it, of course. It's the running of the charity as well, which can be quite onerous. And you know, we spend a lot of time doing the the backroom stuff that isn't so exciting. And you know, so anyone that can lend their help in that respect is welcome.
Now we're going to talk about where some of the money has actually gone. Before we do that, if there's businesses out there in Brentwood that were thinking, very small business, is it possible that I could apply to the fund, what's the criteria? Does it not work like that? Does it go around the other way and you seek out?
Not so much helping businesses. There's various other ways that businesses can get on.
So it's
charities, local causes. It might be a school that have a project that's going to benefit the community. So anything that's going to benefit the community in one way or another, that we will help support that and help them realise their goals. So maybe some seed money to launch a particular project or event.
And is it through Brentwood Council website that you go, or have you got your own?
No, we're totally independent of the council.
And what's the web address for where you are at the moment?
At the moment, it's a bit of a sticking point because we haven't.
So when we were talking about inviting people to join us, one of the skill sets that we're very short of is a web designer and somebody to help us set up, build, and
maintain
a website.
Yeah.
So we do have an email address, which is communitycharityfund@outlook.com that we can be contacted, and we have got a Facebook page and Twitter, and we're building an Instagram.
Yeah, all takes up a lot of time, doesn't it? You're doing it, is
you do
need quite a few people on that. Now, some of the charities that have done that do fantastic work, you've got three of them. Tell us about the individual charities that have benefited.
So we've got the Gates Charity, that's in down London Road, off of London Road Cemetery, right at the back there. They do some really wonderful work with those with special needs. They have like allotment pitches there, and they teach the individuals how to grow various seeds, etc., and they go on to get work in nurseries and what have you. They're a really good charity. Mm-hmm. So we were able to give them £500 this time. Also, the Brentwood Visually Impaired Group, they received £500. I think the charity speaks for itself. And
they put on events, I think, and they go on trips, and seems a really nice group, doesn't it? They had a singer there for the afternoon when we went to present the check, didn't they?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think as well, for me, I wasn't aware of these charities, the requests that we received, it was quite nice to know that these groups are out there and to promote them as well as giving them...
Absolutely.
And they meet weekly at St George's Court in Brentwood. So that's a Brentwood club for the visually impaired person. So if you want to go along to that, and the other one was the Moses Basket.
Yeah, that's one I'd never heard of before as well. And they do some great work in the community. They take charitable donations by way of, let's say, a baby bath, etc., anything that's unused, anything that's been used before, that they clean it up and then give that out to people that maybe not be able to afford certain things for their children, for their young ones.
Yeah.
So really worthy cause, and they put on an event from the seed money we gave them, and shuffleboarding. And they raised £750.
Oh wow!
So and that's the issue really when you want to put on a fundraising event, you go to the trustees and say, look, we want to put on this event and it's going to cost us this much. Quite often the trustees, they hold those purse strings quite tight and they don't want to give out the money. So this is where the Community Charity Fund works really well. So we're able to give them some seed money, and they've raised £750 on top of what we've given them. So really, really good.
Yeah, excellent. And if you have not heard of these charities before, you've got the Gates, the Moses Baskets, and Brentwood Club and Visually Impaired Persons. And I will put all the details up with the link on the website as well. Now, you've got another fundraiser coming up, which is this the first one you've done this year? Or have you already done any? Have you done one already?
It's the first this year.
Yep.
So, and it's our second quiz.
Yep.
We had one towards the end of last year that was very successful and enjoyable.
And that's on Friday the 20th of March. You get there at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 start, and it's at South Weald Parish Hall. So £7.50 per ticket. You bring your own drinks and your own nibbles. And it's tables of eight, although smaller groups can be accommodated, or you can go along on your own and you'll be paired up with a team. If you're clever.
No, I'm not kidding.
You won't want me on the team because I've only ever won a wooden spoon.
I don't think that's a good test first before you let you join our team.
So is it like a you'd be like, no thanks. Is it a general knowledge, or is it just a specialist, or sometimes
it's a general knowledge. Yeah. So hopefully different topics we can cover.
Okay, and is there any prizes at the end?
There will be prizes. Yeah. So
for the top table.
The winning team will get a prize. Yeah. So and a booby prize for the losers.
Yes.
I was on the winning table last year.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. I was really impressed with myself because I spelled my name correctly.
I don't think I've ever been on a winning table, but I've actually I don't know why. Maybe it's definitely not me. So if you want to get tickets, you can get in contact with Hinda on 07912 057 423. That's 07912 057 423, and you can also email communitycharityfund@outlook.com, and I will put all the details up on the website. So that's the fundraiser. It's the second charity quiz night on Friday the 20th of March, 7:30 start, and that'll be at Southwield Parish Hall. Mm. Lovely.
Great.
Nice to see you both.
Oh, thanks for having us.
You don't sound that happy to be here this morning. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. I was out celebrating last night, as you know.
Was it football? Was it a football celebration?
No, it wasn't. It was out celebrating with some friends who a contract coming for business.
Oh, great.
It was good. Yeah.
Excellent. And congratulations, because I didn't know that you'd had another baby.
Indeed.
Until I was looking on Instagram, I think it was, or Instagram, I was like, oh, hold on. Oh, it's another baby.
Yeah, Joshua, he's two on St. George's Day.
I can't believe it. Well, I don't think I've seen you for ages.
No.
Wow. Well done. And nice to see you too, Hinda. Not seen you for ages. I think the last time I saw you might have been at, was it Tony's?
Tony's 50th, I think, was the last
time. Yeah, Tony's 95 now, but still doing a radio show here on Phoenix.
I was going to say, it's been a few years.
Right, it's coming up to 11:46. I'll be back with more. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
Eat My Brunch, in association with Brentwood Care Centre. Call us on Brentwood 375 316 to find out how we can help support and care for your loved ones. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Do you know where the dough in your pizza comes from? At Crust Gourmet Pizza in Shenfield, we make our dough fresh in store every day with our signature ingredient that's, whoops, that would be telling. We believe in quality produce, from our in-house cooked chicken and lamb to our homemade avocado salsa. Visit our website at crustpizzas.co.uk or call 01277 563 789. Crust Gourmet Pizza, bringing a little Australian sunshine to Shenfield and the surrounding areas.
Are you struggling with a healthcare issue? Healthwatch Essex can help.
I've been feeling really low recently. Stress and anxiety have been bringing me down, and I was embarrassed to tell my friends that I was depressed. I know I needed help, but I wasn't really sure where I could find it.
If you need support with your mental health for any reason, then contact Healthwatch Essex. Our team can connect you to services and support available in your area. Call 0300 500 1895 or visit healthwatchessex.org.uk.
RP2 Media, the largest media agency outside of London, are offering your business a free Google and Bing advertising health check. Our team of specialists will give you an in-depth audit. No payment, no contracts, no catches. With a free follow-up meeting and a discount of over 65% for a three-month trial, if you decide to use our services moving forward, why not visit us at rp2media.com?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Now let's have a look at the traffic and travel for you today. How is it on the roads at the moment? Now, around Brook Street, roundabout's not looking too bad. Gallows Corner problems looks like it's cleared. Wilson's Corner is running very smoothly. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a nice clear run. Anti-clockwise is now pretty clear as well, even on that section which was busy earlier, which was Great Enfield, Great Cambridge Road rather, at the A10. That's all clear. Can't see any problems on the A12. More traffic and travel coming up in half an hour.
Take a closer look at the beaches and find out why residents love living here and why staff love to work here. Call us today on Brentwood 690 300.
Was local band Watercolours with Feel Tomorrow. Coming next is DNCE with Cake by the Ocean. I'll be back with more right after this.
Oh no.
Waste time with the masterpiece, to waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. So carefully, let's start living dangerously.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.